One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Click. I sat on my bed, huddled with a blanket over my head. Another Saturday night at home. I could not wait to move out of my parents' house to be on my own. But here I was. No boyfriend, a job that I didn't like, and, well, basically, no life. Click. Then I saw it. There it was. The one thing that was going to change my life forever. Hi, my name is Maya. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. If you do, you may find $5,000 in cash. Being an adult sucks, I muttered to myself. I was about to switch off the TV when I saw it. Our next item is a beautiful charm bracelet. This bracelet was made for Lady Victoria by her fiancé. Rumor has it that this charm bracelet has the ability to grant wishes. At the low cost of $1, you can get the steal of a deal. Free shipping and handling if you call the number on the screen right now. I snatched my phone up from the bed and immediately dialed the number and placed my order. The next 2 weeks seemed to drag. Finally, my package arrived. I was admiring the sapphire stones as they glittered under the light when my phone rang. Hey, honey, what are you up to today? Do you have time for lunch? Hey, Mom. Sure. Our regular spot at 1 p.m.? I asked. Sure, honey. I'll see you then. As I was putting on my shoes, my eyes glanced over at the box with the bracelet. I always believed in magic, so I fastened the bracelet on my wrist quickly. The cab pulled up and I walked towards it. I got into the cab and greeted the driver. I gave him directions to where I was headed. A few minutes after sitting in the cab, the driver says, "That's a beautiful bracelet." "Why, thank you," I said, admiring the bracelet on my wrist. "It looks really special." The cab driver continued as he looked up at me in the rearview mirror. "I actually got it from a TV show commercial. They said it also grants wishes." I trailed off. "Do you believe that your wishes will be granted?" the cab driver asked. "Yes, I do," I smiled. The cab driver pulled up at the restaurant and I said, "Well, thank you for the ride and the chat." "With great power comes great responsibility." The cab driver tipped his head and drove off. I walked into the restaurant and spotted my mother and went to sit next to her. We chatted while we ordered our food. "Oh, that's a pretty bracelet you have on," my mom said as she ran her fingers over the gems of the bracelet. "It is, isn't it? And I got it for just $1. I grinned. "Well, you always knew how to spot a deal," my mom said. For the rest of the lunch date, my mom and I chatted about everything under the sun. My mom and I were always close, but even though that was true, I never mentioned that the bracelet was said to grant wishes. I figured that I would test it out, and then maybe later I would let her know. When my mom asked the waiter for the bill, I whispered, "I wish that we get our meal for free." "What did you say, honey?" my mother asked. "Nothing," I said. A few minutes passed, and we saw the waiter heading towards us. "Ladies, on behalf of the chef, we would like to thank you for eating with us today. Today, you are our lucky customers who won a free meal." "That's amazing," my mother said. "Please, thank the chef for us." The waiter nodded and walked away. "Hey, Mom," I said, "how about we go do a little shopping? My treat." "Are you sure you can afford that?" my mom asked. "Yes, I can. Can't I spoil my mother?" I said and batted my eyelashes at her. "Okay, let me just use the washroom really quick before we go, okay?" my mom said. "Sure, let me call a cab in the meanwhile," I said. Once my mother left the table, I called the cab service. I wish I had $50,000 in my bank account. I quickly checked my account online, and there it was, $50,000 just sitting in my bank account, waiting to be spent. I was too stunned to even think. "Are you ready to go?" my mom asked over my shoulder. "Yep, I am. Let's go shopping." My mom jumped into the cab and I followed. "So, how was lunch?" a familiar voice asked. I looked into the rearview mirror. It was the same cab driver as before. "Oh, it was great," I said as I smiled from ear to ear. My mom chimed in. "And would you believe we got the meal for free? I have never gotten anything free in my life." "Is that so?" the cab driver said as our eyes met in the rearview mirror. "And my daughter is taking me shopping. Isn't she darling?" my mother said, squeezing my hand. I blushed and lowered my gaze. "I am sure she is," the cab driver said and continued. "Don't forget to share the luck with others." After a few minutes, the cab driver dropped us off at the mall, and for the next few hours, my mom and I shopped until our hands couldn't hold any more bags. I called a cab and half expected it to be the same cab driver from earlier during the day, but it wasn't this time. The cab driver dropped my mom off first before dropping me to my apartment. Once inside, I dropped everything on the bed before collapsing on the bed myself, arms above my head. I sighed. I could get accustomed to this lifestyle. So this is what it feels like to be rich. I packed everything away, then sat by my dining table and made a list of all the things that I wanted. I was so excited about the wishes I was going to execute the next day that I barely slept. The next day, I went to work. Sadly, my office had a zero jewelry policy, so I placed the bracelet in my jacket pocket. There was a guy at work named Mark. I've had a major crush on him since he started working here 6 months ago. I never had the guts to ask him out, but with my lucky bracelet, I knew that I would finally get the yes that I always dreamed of. I saw him head to the water cooler and I made my way there. I placed my hand in my jacket pocket and touched the bracelet. "Hey Mark, how was your weekend?" I asked, my heart racing. "Oh, hey Maya, it was great. Hope you had a great weekend as well." Mark smiled at me before taking a sip of his water. "I have a quick question to ask you," I said. I was positive that Mark was able to hear the sound of my heart pounding against my ribs. "Sure, shoot," Mark said. "Would you have dinner with me tonight?" I asked. "I'm sorry, Maya, but I have plans tonight. Sorry." Mark threw his cup in the wastebasket and headed back to his cubicle. I stood by the water cooler with my heart broken. I couldn't understand it. Why didn't my wish come true? I called a cab after work and walked outside the office to wait. The cab pulled up and I got in. "Why so glum?" the cab driver asked. I couldn't believe it. There he was again, the same cab driver. "Well," I said, taking out the bracelet and looking at it, "it seems as though my good luck charm is broken." "Why do you say that?" the cab driver asked. I recalled everything that happened at the office earlier today, and the cab driver listened without interrupting. When I was finished, he asked, "Why do you think you did differently today?" The cab driver pulled up in front of my apartment. I paid him, thanked him, and walked to my front door. "What did I do differently yesterday?" I mumbled to myself as I entered my apartment. "That's it. That's why it didn't work," I said excitedly. I needed to put the bracelet on my wrist. The next day, I wore a long-sleeve shirt with buttons at the end. This way, the bracelet would not show. I walked up to Mark's desk and asked him to have dinner with me that night, and he agreed. At the end of the day, Mark offered to drop me home, and I accepted. As we stepped outside the office, there sat a little old lady. "May I have some money to buy something to eat, please?" she begged. I dug into my handbag and pulled out a $5 bill. "I hope that helps," I said before walking away quickly with Mark to his car. That night at dinner, Mark was the perfect gentleman. He bought me chocolates and a bouquet of flowers. He opened my car door for me and even pulled out the chair for me at the restaurant. We laughed and talked that whole night. It felt so right, as if we'd known each other before and we were rekindling the flame. He dropped me home and even asked if he could kiss me goodnight. After our goodnight kiss, he told me that he would see me at work the next day. I closed the door behind me and leaned against it. I felt as light as a feather. I heard a knock on the door and wondered if Mark forgot something. "One kiss wasn't enough for you?" I said as I opened the door. To my horror, it wasn't Mark, but a redhead lady with a mascara-stained face. "Can I help you?" I asked, puzzled. I just came to see the woman who took my fiancé from me, the red-headed lady said, sniffling. You what? I said, shocked. I stuttered. When Mark called me at work today and said he had met the love of his life, I needed to see who you were. Now what am I going to tell our child? I haven't even told Mark the news yet. The red-headed lady began to cry and ran off towards a car that was parked in front of my house. I closed the door slowly behind me. I wished that the floor would open and swallow me. I will have to talk to Mark tomorrow, I said sadly. When I opened my door the next day, there Mark was waiting for me. Hi, good morning, I fumbled. How long have you been waiting here? Since 5:30 a.m., he said, flashing one of his dazzling smiles. Alarm bells started going off in my head. So, are you ready to go? He asked, extending his hand to me. Just then, my cab pulled up. Phew, saved by the cab. I'll meet you at work, I said as I hustled past Mark and jumped into the cab. Step on it, I said as I jumped into the cab and closed the door behind me. Why in such a hurry? The cab driver asked. Are you stalking me? I asked the driver. I'm not the one calling for a cab, he said politely. I leaned into the back seat of the cab and closed my eyes, trying to figure out how I got myself into this mess. Maybe I could wish for him to stop liking me? My eyes flew open. I looked at the bracelet around my wrist and said, I wish Mark would stop liking me. Here you are, the cab driver said as he pulled up in front of my office. Emotions are a strange thing, he said as he stepped out of the cab. I found myself scanning the car park to see if I spotted Mark. I breathed a sigh of relief. Maybe it worked. I opened my office door and still, no Mark. Then I got to my cubicle, and everything about it said Mark had been there. There were so many flowers and balloons on my desk that I couldn't see my desk. Do you like them? Mark said from behind me. I jumped out of my skin. I spun around. Look, Mark, we need to talk, I whispered as I noticed the curious glances from my coworkers. I grabbed Mark's hand and pulled him outside. Why didn't you tell me you had a fiancé? I yelled at him. Baby, it's over. The only woman I want is you. And to be fair, I did end it with her before we went on our date, he said and reached out to hold my hand. I pulled my hand away. I don't think this is going to work out. I think you should go back to your fiancé. She's pregnant. I watched as a look of confusion came over his face for just a few seconds before he produced that winning smile. It's over, Mark, I said and walked away. But I love you, Maya, Mark called out behind me. The next few days, everywhere I went, I saw Mark lurking. Behind the grocery shelves, dryers at the hairdresser, trees at the park. I thought about going to the police, but he never really did anything besides stare at me from afar. I continued my lavish lifestyle and decided to move out of my apartment to one that now suited my style. I also quit my job because, well, I no longer needed it. One afternoon, my mom asked me why I didn't purchase a car. And guess what I wished for? Got it. A car. I won a car. But then the worst thing happened. One afternoon while jogging in the park, I lost my bracelet. I searched frantically for it but couldn't find it. I was devastated. My luxurious lifestyle came to a screeching halt. An old woman approached me. I recognized her as the old lady that was in front of my office a few weeks back. Can I help you? Her voice quivered. I don't think you can, I said sadly. Are you looking for that? She asked and pointed. I followed her finger and there it was. My bracelet on the wrist of a woman that was shabbily dressed. She was showing off her new bracelet to the others around her who were dressed the same way. I moved to walk over to reclaim my bracelet, but the old woman grabbed my arm. With great power comes great responsibility. It's time to give that responsibility to someone else, the woman said before she walked away. I had a feeling she was right, so I let her walk away. As the saying goes, easy come, easy go. I ended up losing everything, even the stuff from my old wishes. The bank told me there was a mix-up and I needed to return all the money that I took from my account, or I would be held for fraud. The company that I won the car from said that the person who won had my name, but the person who called mixed up one of the numbers, so I had to send it back. I lost my apartment, so I am back home with my mom. We are having a garage sale today to sell the things that I bought to get me back on my feet. Wait, is that Mark?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.